this July 4th weekend, stock up on your favorite supplements during the Independence Day sale at my online dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York. Practice is open for business. You can come visit me. Just call the office, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I'm also available for telephone appointments. I have clients all over the country. Call and make an appointment. If you have questions that you would like me to address here on this podcast, email me to radioprogram@aol.com. That's radioprogram@aol.com. Okay, I've got a question here from Aliza. She writes, "Hi, Layla. You will be surprised to hear that we spend breakfast time together almost every day between you and Dr. Hoffman. I enjoy and learn tremendously from your podcast." Thank you, Aliza. Thank you very much. I'm glad you're enjoying it and your breakfast too. So, Aliza asks, "I saw an advertisement about sugar substitutes, and I would appreciate if you can share your knowledge and experience, if you have, with the following natural substitutes." And she's got a list here. It's date sugar, allulose, monk fruit, erythritol, agave, and coconut sugar. Here we go. So let's go down the list. Date sugar is derived from dried dates. So they dry the dates and then they crush or powder it. And what you have there is a sugar derived from dates. Did you just hear that truck roll by on this microphone? Okay, let me wait for that to go by. There it goes. So date sugar, because of the way it's made, it doesn't really dissolve well in your coffee or in your tea. Now, it's still sugar, even though they're natural. Hey, poppy and morphine and marijuana, and all of these things are natural. Doesn't mean it's good for us. Now, I'm not talking about CBD when I say marijuana. Different thing. So date sugar is very sweet too, because dates are even said to be sweeter than table sugar. Wow. So it's still an impact on your blood sugar and so forth. That's the scoop on date sugar. Now, allulose is the next one. So allulose, it's similar to fructose in its function, and you find some allulose in raisins, in figs. You find it also in brown sugar and in maple syrup. It's kind of naturally occurring there. Allulose is also called D-cycose. Let me spell cycose for you. P-S-I-C-O-S-E. So it's D-P-S-I-C-O-S-E. There's a hyphen after the D. It's a stereoisomer in chemistry. Now, allulose will have side effects like gastrointestinal things, like it's kind of the same as if you take in too much fructose, it may cause you It may cause your bowel to draw more water and cause a looser bowel movement or softer stools, looser stools, that type of a thing. I suppose if you have enough of it, a lot of people will have some sort of tolerance to it, but there may be a limit. Okay. So it may have gastrointestinal side effects. It could be bloating. It could be a little gassiness or loose stools. Next one, monk fruit. Monk fruit, I think, has been used more often. It may be, if you can call it, the healthiest of the bunch, but it's also coming from China. And generally, it's pretty much coming from there and not really anything else. It is native. It's a plant native to China. So you want to be questioning pollution, which is pretty prevalent in China. I know it's prevalent elsewhere in the world, United States included, but you want to source it well. So monk fruit from China, that could be one. And don't really have much to say about that. But Aliza, let me say overall that sugar is still sugar. And of course, the fake sugars, you know, your sweet and low and stuff like that, NutraSweet, these are not desirable. Some of them are carcinogenic, like sweet and low is, saccharin is, right? NutraSweet has other effects, not great for the brain. There's been some research in American Journal of Clinical Nutrition about NutraSweet that there may be some association to lymphoma, but that needs to be looked at more critically. That is not a cause and effect. It's not set in stone. It's just an interesting observation that needs to be followed up on. Next one, erythritol. This one is used a lot. Erythritol is a sugar alcohol, just like xylitol, just like sorbitol or maltitol. Erythritol will have digestive side effects, just like xylitol will, just like sorbitol will, just like maltitol will. Bloating, flatulence, loose stools, it will have a laxative effect if you take in enough of it. The other kind of negative about erythritol, it's mostly derived from GMO cornstarch. Corn is one of the most highly genetically modified crops in America, along with soy. There's also some zucchini that's happening with, among others, but definitely corn. I would say about 90% of it is genetically modified. So if you're going to use erythritol, look for the non-GMO, right? You'll see a lot of verified non-GMO project. Look for that label. The next one down is agave. Agave, agave nectar. Agave, also where tequila is made. Agave is the new high fructose corn syrup. They take the starchy part of the plant and they derive the sugar from it. I'm not a big fan of agave, even though, and look, many of these alternative natural sugars are said to have a lower glycemic effect. Some of them do have digestive effects. Date sugar is certainly not lower on the glycemic index or anything like that. And agave is the new high fructose corn syrup as far as I'm concerned. I would not use that much. I would stay away from most of these. Let's see. And the last one on the list is coconut sugar. And coconut sugar is derived from coconut palm sap. So it's derived from the sap. And did you know that about 70% of it is sucrose? You know what sucrose is, right? Sucrose is table sugar. So coconut sugar very much resembles table sugar, not much of a difference. Yes, these are all natural, but they're still sugar. Use them with your discretion. Aliza, thank you very much for your question. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I want to move on to another topic now about fatigue. I want to talk about fatigue and about mitochondrial dysfunction and fatigue. But let me get into it here. Fatigue statistics in the United States, while not particularly surprising, illuminate some interesting trends. This is from the Institute of Functional Nutrition that I'm bringing this to you from. During the years 2010-2011, about 15% of American women and about 10% of men reported feeling very tired or exhausted in the past 3 months. Now, this is going back, you know, 9-10 years ago. Specifically, women aged 18 to 44 were nearly twice as likely as men of the same age group to report feeling very tired or exhausted. These numbers have only increased over the years. A 2015 YouGov.com poll found that 38% of Americans were poorly rested at least 4 days a week. Well, that would explain a lot of things. And according to a 2017 National Safety Council survey-based report, 97% of respondents reported at least one risk factor for fatigue. The survey found that 43% of Americans do not get enough sleep to mitigate critical risks that can jeopardize safety at work and on the roads, including the ability to think clearly, make informed decisions, and be productive. Hey, and I've heard experts say it's worse to be sleepy behind the wheel on the road, driving your car. It's just as bad to be sleepy as it is to be drunk, all right? That's how bad it is. You want to make sure you get enough sleep. And did you know that the reports also suggest that 1/5 of primary care visits involve fatigue as a symptom, and personalized interventions targeting underlying causes may help many patients. So fatigue may rank as one of the most frustrating symptoms for both patients and their healthcare practitioners. And one of the key recommendations for patients with fatigue has been exercise. Yet for some patients, that can worsen symptoms. Hey, if you're already tired, your adrenals are affected. You know your adrenals are affected if you feel worse after exercise. That's a key, right? And that could be caused by not getting enough sleep. Now, one underlying cause of fatigue is mitochondrial dysfunction. And we now know fatigue is a frequent symptom in mitochondrial disease. In a survey of patient perceived fatigue compared to patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, 32% of mitochondrial disease patients reported severe limiting fatigue and 62% reported excessive symptomatic fatigue. Healthy mitochondrial function is akin to the amount of pressure the foot puts on the gas pedal. Think about that. So, low levels of our energy currency called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, lead to having weak metabolism and feeling slow. More ATP allows us to experience life with more energy and vitality. Improving mitochondrial function or correcting dysfunction can increase the amount of ATP energy available for use by cells and improve fatigue symptoms. In a review of research articles on mitochondrial disease, carnitine is the most studied mitochondrial function marker. Now, carnitine is an amino acid that ushers fatty acids to the mitochondria to be burned. Fats for energy. You want to be in a fat-burning metabolism. Another very studied enzyme is CoQ10. CoQ10 is helpful because it has to do with the electron transport chain in fatty acid metabolism. If you want to improve your mitochondrial function, you don't want to be so much in a glucose-burning metabolism. You want to be in a fat-burning metabolism. Before I get more into that, let me go a little more here. A 2012 study suggests that chronic exposure to reduced sleep, and that's less than 6 hours per day, and insufficient time for recovery sleep could have gradual deleterious effects, leading to alterations in the neuroendocrine, immune, and inflammatory systems. Folks, sleep is part of the equation to your healthy lifestyle, consisting of a healthy diet, sunshine, pure water, optimistic attitude, and exercise. You must get enough sleep. Fatigue is also frequent in patients with diabetes, and this symptom appears to be more prominent in type 2 than type 1 diabetes patients. Chronic inflammation represents one characteristic of type 2 diabetes that may contribute to fatigue symptoms. In comparison to type 1 diabetic subjects, patients with type 2 diabetes exhibited higher fatigue scores, notably in these dimensions: general fatigue, physical fatigue, reduced activity, and greater levels of inflammatory markers that correlated with indexes of adiposity. Adiposity means fat. Greater levels of inflammatory markers that correlated with indexes of fat, the amount of fat on the body. So, what do we see here? Inflammation can cause the fatigue in type 2 diabetes. The generalized fatigue, reduced activity, that happens a lot. If you're carrying a lot of fat, a high blood sugar. Fatigue is experienced by people with high blood sugar. Those are diabetics, right? Think about, even people without diabetes, think about the time, whether you have diabetes or not, that you eat a very carby meal, that you get very sleepy. That's your blood sugar going up. Besides the fact that your body is digesting and a lot of your blood circulation is going to the abdominal region to help digest, but a high carb meal will make you sleepy. That's your blood sugar going up. And when it crashes, that's when we feel the wake up, or that a little alarm, or that unease or anxiety when blood sugar crashes and burns. It doesn't feel very good. But that sleepiness in the beginning is blood sugar going up. And that could be a cause for fatigue. So besides a lack of sleep, and for most adults, it's between 6 and 8 hours. For children, it's more. For adults, it's between 6 and 8 hours of restful sleep a night. Blood sugar, high blood sugar, is another cause of fatigue. Hey, is coffee a big part of your life? I'm talking about high test. I'm talking about caffeinated coffee. I'm not talking about decaf now. So, you could be addicted to caffeine and you're experiencing caffeine withdrawal. Are you somebody who needs a caffeine lift in the morning and then again in the mid-morning, and then maybe you need another cup of coffee after lunch to give you a lift, and maybe that 3 or 4 o'clock little dip in your energy, you're looking for yet another cup of coffee? Yeah, you may be addicted to caffeine, and that's the source of your fatigue, because once that caffeine wears off, you have fatigue again. You may need to give up caffeine altogether so that your adrenals can function more efficiently and more healthfully. When you're mugging your adrenals with caffeine all day long, you're kind of wearing them out. It's causing your adrenals to flood your system with cortisol, epinephrine, all of that. You're basically being mugged by your adrenals all day long from that caffeine spike. You may have to really evaluate when you're tired and what the caffeine does for you and for how long. And if, you know, you're looking for the next fix of caffeine all day long and even in the evening, and you're somebody who could have a cup of coffee near bedtime and still go to sleep, you're pretty much addicted to caffeine. And that can also cause a bit of an impact on your blood sugar as well. And especially in the morning, if you drink half a pot of coffee before you even eat breakfast, that is causing some spikes in blood sugar. And remember, when you have a doctor's visit that morning, you should not have any caffeine at all. Your doctor will tell you, come in fasting. Oh, but it's okay to have a cup of coffee. No, that's not fasting, especially if it's caffeinated coffee or tea. You don't want that. I would advise you not even to have a cup of decaf, because even that decaf is going to have a little residual 5 to 10% of caffeine left there. That can adversely impact your blood sugar and your blood pressure. Okay? You don't want that. Caffeine is a stimulant which also constricts our arteries, our veins. That can cause blood pressure to go up, at least in the short term. So think about that. So there are a lot of reasons for fatigue. High blood sugar, a lack of sleep, caffeine addiction. Before you go out looking for some kind of over-the-counter remedy for your fatigue, rule these out first. Make sure you're not addicted to caffeine. Make sure you're getting adequate amounts of sleep. Make sure you're eating a lower carb diet so that you're not causing these blood sugar imbalances that are making you feel fatigued. And on a low carb diet, what happens to your mitochondria? They get bigger. You even create more mitochondria in your cells because now you're burning blood sugar for energy. You're burning fat for energy. And you know what? When you're burning blood sugar for energy, you're making a measly amount of ATP, like 36, 38 ATP. But when you're burning fat for energy, when you're in a fat burning metabolism called lipolysis ketosis, you're getting lots of ATP, over 100. Now that's energy. And when you've got that much ATP, that much energy going on, there's no fatigue. You won't suffer from fatigue when you're in a good, competent, fat-burning metabolism. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
This July 4th weekend, stock up on your favorite supplements during the Independence Day sale at my online full-script supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. July 3rd through 5th, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant. Authentic, prescription-only supplements, and world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping from July 3rd through 5th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.